Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very rising edition. I got nothing for this one because this is a weird weeb game that
looks like Metal Gear Rising.
Metal Gear. I'll play some Metal Gear. That's a good game. This is what do we do? What is this?
We play games on Game Pass so you could pass them on to your friends or pass them on by because we're the authorities. You're not.
Exactly. As you can tell, every episode I'm losing it a little bit more. And that's because I keep playing these games that Bashroom makes me play.
And listen, hold on. Wait, before we continue, I played quite enough 2D love letters homages to your garbage, okay? All right. So
the difference is those games were good.
Whatever.
Okay. That's what I have to say. This is Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the man who apparently doesn't like 2D homages, Basher.
I'm a 3D guy. I like my games 3D. I like my girls 3D. I like 3D.
I like 3D as well, but you know what? A lot of those games aren't that great these days.
They're
there, really I said
not.
It.
They're not.
I said it. What are you going to... We're going to talk about Eudin Chronicle Rising. But before that, did you know that you can shoot us an email and leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service? I'm actually just going to pivot and be like, did you know that you can leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service? Spotify's got ratings now. iTunes has ratings. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Pull out your phone. Pull out your iPad. If you're on your desktop, surf over to the web, www.web.com, and your AOL keyword Game Pass. I'm super dating
AOL
myself.
AOL keyword. Oh, man. I forgot about the AOL keyword.
I didn't do it until this moment.
Ask Jeeves while you're at it, guys.
There you go. Point is, leave us a rating. It helps. It really does. Eudin Chronicle Rising. Here are the details of this
game. Give me the deets.
Eudin Chronicle Rising combines a thrilling adventure through ancient ruins with the tale of one town's rise from the ashes. Drawn by lenses and other treasure in nearby rune burrows, our heroes learn that the town is struggling to rebuild after an earthquake and decides to help. Along the way, they resolve a dispute between eager adventurers and wary locals who don't think
You are the single best co-reader of all time. I'm a big fan.
Along the way, they'll resolve disputes between eager adventurers and weary locals who do not think the barrows should be disturbed. And they'll learn more about each other's for reasons for seeking treasure. This is literally what it says. And they will learn more each other about reasons for seeking treasures.
I missed something.
Deepening their bonds in the process. Like, that is technically grammatically correct, but it's terribly written. So my brain was trying to fix it as I was reading it. As you will learn, these rune burrows hide a great secret that has fateful implications for one of the characters. Just one. What begins as a simple treasure. What begins as a simple treasure hunt turns into a dark conspiracy that will shake the world and plant seeds that carry over into the main story of Eudin Chronicles 100 Heroes. This game will introduce a portion of the Eudin Chronicles cast of characters, an original story with thrilling action and engaging town upgrading elements. There will be some perks for players that link this game to Eudin Chronicles 100 Heroes. The name of one character of the Eudin Chronicle franchise has been changed from JB to CJ.
Wait, why is that a thing, Noah? I don't care. I don't even. Oh, man.
All right, that one was rough. I did not know any of this until I just read that. I had no idea this was part of like some different game.
Oh, you
like,
did it. Okay. So let me pick up speed. You're not done yet. Okay. You're not done yet. So all let right. me tell you why I also pick up this game. So you
is this like some One Piece? Like
my tattoo is finished, by the way. it's a sexy piece. so Eudin Chronicles. When I saw that, I instantly thought, "Oh, this is Weibo stuff. I'm in." But also, the name Eudin or Eudin, whatever you want to call it, it rang a bell for some reason. And when I looked it up, it turns out that this game is a prequel to a prequel.
Okay.
It is a prequel, right. As you said, it's a prequel to the next Eudin Chronicles game.
100 Heroes.
Yes, that. 100 Heroes, apparently, will be a spiritual successor to the Suikoden series. Suikoden series. How do you say that? The Suikoden.
Yes, Suikoden. Yeah, Suikoden's right. I've heard of Suikoden. I had no idea this was even... Again, no idea this was involved.
Once I learned that, I'm like, oh, I got to go in. I mean, Suikoden is one of the best RPGs in the PlayStation era. Like, they made like 5 of those things. I'm so in. So I jumped in here thinking I'm gonna get some sweet, sweet, sweet in action. That was not the case. I mean, you start off as playing CJ, or is JC? No, it's CJ.
JB,
right?
JB to CJ.
CJ, yes.
Which is a very weird call out. I was just like, oh, by the way.
In case you didn't,
I'm sure there's a reason. I couldn't tell you what it is, but
because CJ is a young girl who's following in the footsteps of her dad. They're adventurers who basically seek these precious stones. I forgot what they're called. Some emblems of some sorts. And so they just kind of go adventuring in mines and stuff and finding adventure along the way. And along the way you find, you come across a big bull guy. And a magical girl who's clearly Sailor Moon, like clearly Sailor Moon. And I was really hoping for I'm sorry, like to put this on you, because I was really hoping for like a 40-hour RPG adventure experience.
I wouldn't be against it.
But a Suikoden type it's just of one.
Right.
This is as
man,
you.
Man, I haven't played Suikoden in a long time.
Yeah, right.
Has anybody?
And how would you? This is not Suikoden at all. How did you describe this?
Not. I called it a 2D Double Dragon Final Fantasy.
it's a lot. It makes no sense, but at the same time, it makes perfect sense.
Right, and I think I'm dead on. Like, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. But like, no, like it's cool. Like it very much has that vibe of, you know, like you start out and you get introduced to the town and you get a little bit of the combat and it's like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like it's a little bit of beat 'em up, you know, and you got some sweet weapons. You got an inventory and it's like, all right, I could get behind this. But like it kind of just keeps going and you're just like, okay, like you're going to keep giving me mechanics here. It's like, okay, like when do the mechanics stop? And like the mechanics aren't that deep or whatever. But its training wheels are on for a long time, like a long time. And I don't think the mechanics are that deep, but apparently it's a pretty long game. Like you got much farther than I did. So
I'm honestly about like 10 hours into this game.
Right. I'm not even close to
that,
honestly.
It is still going. So the gameplay is essentially a side-scrolling beat-em-up. with combos in the theme of each of the other characters are tied to face buttons. So when you want to pull off a combo, you press AAB, for example, that you do two swings with your with CJ, and then once you hit the B button, that's when Sailor Moon pops up and she does the spell casting. And it's cute, it's cool, I like it, I dig it. The problem is, like you say, it's upgradable as the players or the characters level up. You get stuff like an air dash and a double jump, and now you're doing air combos and down combos and stuff like that. The problem is, it piecemeals it to you in a way where you're just like, okay, I got it, let's move on, give me something cool and new now. And it just really just drip feeds you this kind of not deep mechanic system, fight mechanic right. system.
They're easy to pick up. Like I don't say it's not a hard game, but like it's not a skill based game to me, at least at this point. You know, like I said, you're farther than me, but it doesn't feel that way. It's like like you said, it's a beat 'em up that has deeper mechanics than like a Streets of Rage 4 or whatever. But they're not so deep that like it changes how you play the game. You're still just mashing buttons, like, which is fun and it looks nice. Like I really like the look of the game. But really, like, if unless you're here for the story, I feel like the combat and the mechanics are kind of they're just kind of there.
And if you're here for the story, you're in for a long ride, because you're in this first town for quite a while, to a point where I don't think you really leave it. I mean, I've reached a number of different places. You have the quarry, which is basically tied to the village, but then there's the mines, and then there's the snow, of course you got your snow levels. I'm pretty sure you're gonna have a sand level, a desert level or something, or a water level. Getting to those places, again, they look nice, but you don't spend enough time there. It doesn't feel like an RPG adventure where you're going from town to town and you're experiencing different characters, different environments, different scenery. Instead, you're just fast traveling to the mountains to collect some resources to bring it back to the town that you're going to be in for another hour.
It's kind of grindy. Like,
that kind of is really grindy.
Yeah.
Part of the grind is, so to even get into the quarry, you have to get stamps, and you get stamps by helping out the townspeople. At first you need 30 stamps to get in, but the mayor lets you in with 5, but you still collect stamps along the way, because by collecting stamps and doing things for the townsfolk, you build the town. You get better weapons, better gear, better items. You get magic, all that good stuff. In theory, great, great RPG, Japanese RPG stuff is really traditional RPG storytelling mechanics. However, in practice, it's really just a bunch of fetch quests for the next 10 hours.
But it's, I don't want to say, isn't that the point? like, I don't know, I guess. And the other games are not like this, or they are like this? I'm confused on that.
Yeah. You like the Suikoden games?
No. I've played Suikoden, but the other.
Haven't played a single other Yuden. Okay. I think this is the first one. And the second one's going to be 100 Heroes.
Got it. Okay. So it's a prequel to the sequel, like you
it's
said.
It's a prequel to the prequel to the sequel.
It's yeah. I mean, it's tough because like, when I'm playing the game, I'm having fun, but like you said, it's really grindy, and it's just like, I'm confused why it's so grindy. But then again, it's like the endless fetch quests. They seem like filler, but they also seem like the point of the game, which is really confusing. Like, how can one be one without the other? But it just seems like there, it's so deliberate that I feel like that's what the players want. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like somebody, whoever made this game was like, oh, this is what people were asking for. And it's like a direct, because why else would you make so many fetch quests like in this 2D beat 'em up game unless people were asking for it? And I'm totally pulling that out of my butt. That might not make any sense at all.
No,
that's just how I see it.
No, I see what you're saying, because it's so much of the core game mechanic is right. Literally walk left this way, walk right this way, walk back left, quest done. And that's half the quest in this game. The other half are go back to the dungeon that you've been to 100 times to beat the monster or collect the resource that you collected 100 times to bring it back to the village and to upgrade something that you kind of really don't even need.
So it's Diablo.
Eternal? Or wait, Immortal.
Immortal.
Yeah. Which I'm playing and I'm liking. I see the issues, but just don't buy the things.
It's a free to play game, people. What did you think was going to happen?
Right, anyway. Just don't buy it. That said, I mean, what I do really like and what's keeping me playing, honestly, is you just touched on it, is the laid backness of it. Like it's very bright, it's very cheery, and it's one of these RPGs that isn't all right. You washed up on the beach with amnesia. You're fighting chickens the first hour, and by the last hour, you're defeating God. It's like, no, you're just hanging out with townsfolk and listening to some cheery music and got some cheery visuals. And the combat is just enough in depth that it keeps your hands on the sticks, if you will. So ultimately, it's a very just cheery, fun experience. However, it's so long, and I don't know if it needs to be that long.
Like, I going into this, there was a strong chance that I wasn't going to love it. You know, I've been on an RPG kick this year, but it's been on more what's the word I want to say? I don't want to say traditional, but like there's something about this that I was just like, I don't know, it's not going to hit with me. And I think my biggest problem, and I don't know if it's again problem with me, problem with the game, is just like it seems so systems based because they wanted to make a 40-hour game. And I look at something, and stay with me, I look at something like Spiritfarer, which is kind of similar, like not in terms of like the building of the town aspect, like
right.
but it that's its core mechanic, where it's like the core mechanic of this game is it really wants it to be the combat and like the fetch quest. And it's like, that's not the strong part of the game though. Like the strong part of the game is the visuals and the characters for me, but it doesn't focus on that. Where Spiritfarer is that's like a 35, 40 hour game. Probably not quite that long. It was like 20, 25 hours.
Yeah. It was like 20 to 25 hours, yeah. I want to say.
And so, but like, it didn't feel that way. Whereas this, like, even I'm only like 4 or 5 hours in, and like, I can feel the grind already.
It doesn't help that you can see the amount of stickers you still need.
Right. Right.
Like,
so it's,
you know, but, when you fill that sticker, by the way, when you fill that sheet of stamps, you get a new sheet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm out.
Like, that's, it was so heartbreaking. Like, it was like, oh my God, like,
he's like, but yeah. Why? Like, why does it have to be so long? That's what she said. But like, I'm out. No, I'm out. Pass.
But the story, like, did you not read the synopsis? Like, one of these characters is going to have something happen to them. I'm going to see it through because it's Suikoden.
Pass. I'm passing.
And because
that's where I stand.
Because
that's where I stand. I don't, I know there's